Well, today we're joined on the phone by Liz Ripley, who is a Iowa Learning Farms Conservation and Cover Crop Outreach Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Liz, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much. I wanted to talk about a couple of issues coming up here for folks to take note of. One is the Iowa Learning Farms hosting a coffee and conservation event in Greenfield. It's coming up here very soon on Wednesday, December 15th at the Warren Cultural Center. That'll be an 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. event. And Liz, that's an opportunity for folks to get together and do what?
It's an opportunity to chat with myself and Mark Licht, who's an assistant professor and extension cropping system specialist in agronomy here at Iowa State, about all things conservation. So it's less formal than a traditional field day that they might be familiar with, but an opportunity to come grab some coffee and some baked goods provided by the corner there in Greenfield and just have conversations with each other and us for what's keeping them up at night, what challenges they're facing, and just generally have a conservation conversation.
Tough to say. Easy to do.
It is.
So does this give the folks that attend kind of an opportunity to drive the conversation more so than if they went to a conference of sorts?
It does, yeah. So the idea is that people can bring their own questions, and hopefully the conversation will also then spur questions from the group. And so they really have control over what topics and what we discuss with their questions and the conversations that come out of that.
Well, now seeing the what you and Mark are kind of, you know, your specialties there, I assume they'll be kind of, it'll be driven in a certain direction.
Yeah, so my focus is primarily on cover crops, but our program goals and what we're familiar with include a wide variety of conservation practices, whether it's no-till or strip-till, people who are looking for nutrient management recommendations or edge-of-field practices like water quality enhancement wetlands, saturated buffers, bioreactors, and more. So we dabble in a little bit of all those practices and hope that folks have questions and we can either provide answers or connect them with resources to provide answers.
Yeah, very good. Well, this is an opportunity, again, for folks to sit down and do some of this face-to-face. So it's kind of a unique chance to get a lot of those questions answered right away there. Do they need to sign up for something like this? Is there an RSVP necessary?
We would like to have them RSVP to help us make sure we have enough coffee and baked goods on hand and we have the room set up to fit everybody. So they can give me a call at 515-294-5429. Just let me know how many are in your party and we'll hope to see you there. You can also do so by emailing ilf@iastate.edu.
Okay, very good. Liz, who should attend something like this?
This is open to farmers and landowners that are interested in getting their conservation questions answered or just having a conversation with some of their fellow farmers and landowners. And it's open to both men and women, young and old, and we hope to see a wide variety of folks attending this event.
Okay, just bring a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
Very good. Are these types of sessions, are they filmed at all? I know that a lot of these types of things these days seem to be videotaped and then available online later on for folks who may not have been able to make it. Any chance this one?
This one will not be, but okay. We're just piloting it. This is one of two that we're doing in December, and hopefully they go well, and if we get great interest in them, we'll continue them well into 2022 as we continue to offer both in-person events and virtual events, like you mentioned, that are recorded for later viewing.
Yeah, well, and this is a cooperative effort through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and Iowa Learning Farms. For folks who aren't familiar, what is Iowa Learning Farms?
So we are a conservation and education outreach program based on campus at Iowa State University. We were established in 2004, so we're approaching our 20-year anniversary, which is pretty incredible because our outreach is made possible through partnerships and grants. So all of this is made possible through Iowa State University Extension, Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Iowa NRCS and DNR, Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture, the Iowa Nutrient Research Center. We partner with folks like Practical Farmers of Iowa. We work closely with our soil and water conservation districts, Iowa Farm Bureau, GrowMark, Iowa Water Center. I'm sure there's somebody that I'm leaving out. But ultimately, it's a collaborative effort of all of these groups working together to help us provide both in-person and virtual outreach opportunities, but also many resources available both print and online to help folks implement conservation practices while remaining profitable.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to maintain, you need to maintain the land that you work. So that's
exactly
a lot of what this is all about. Well, very good. Again, that session is coming up. That'll be in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center. That's Wednesday, December 15th. That is a morning session beginning at 8:30. And Liz would love your call at 515-294-5429 so you can get registered for that event. Now, I also asked Liz to visit a little bit about a webinar opportunity through Iowa Learning Farms that is something that might be of interest to some producers as well. And it kind of talks a little bit more about the social media aspect of outreach with conservation. Liz, can you explain kind of what that's all about?
Yeah, so it's part of our weekly webinar series. These are held Wednesday at noon, free of charge. You can find the link to join us at iowalearningfarms.org. This upcoming Wednesday on December 1st, we're featuring Dr. Laura Witzling. She works in the Greenlee School of Journalism and Communication here as an assistant professor. And we're working with her to do some social media ad testing. So we've come up with some different images and wordings, and she's going to be sharing some of the results of our first couple social media tests to see what is it that folks respond to. Is it, you know, specific wordings or imagery or things like that, and how that can then help drive interaction and participation in some of these both in-person and virtual outreach events that we're doing. So it's a really interesting opportunity to kind of see how this is, you know, playing out in our social media world that we belong to now, especially for those that are working in both conservation and agriculture. Kind of how can you extend your reach and do it so effectively?
Sure. Sure. Is this, how would this benefit a producer? For someone who might say, well, how's that going to work on my farm? How would that benefit a local producer?
So this will be an opportunity to, you know, determine what is it that helps us provide information to you. So in this case, you know, we're approaching it as how can we maximize our effort and outreach to farmers and landowners. And so it'd be really interesting for them to join the conversation on Wednesday as well and ask their questions of Laura. And maybe there's some things that we're not even thinking of that would be, you know, of relevance and importance to them. And so we don't always know what we don't know, right? And so this is an opportunity to have them join that conversation and see how they're using social media and what we can do to better provide information to them.
Yeah.
In a timely manner.
Well, and so many of the local producers these days are also selling some of the things that they produce. They're not just selling them off to someone else to put them in a store. They're taking care of that themselves at local markets and different produce fairs and things in the area. So
for
anything
sure.
that you can learn more about how to reach folks to get them there to buy those wares, that's just more money.
Exactly. And a lot of us, myself included, use social media myself, but in terms of a business standpoint, it's something I'm still very much a novice at. So I'm excited to hear from Laura as well. And a lot of those, like you said, small businesses that are using social media as a platform to get their marketing out there, this would be a good opportunity for them to tune in as well, because I'm sure it could help them decide if they're wanting to spend some advertising budgets, how they can best do that.
Well, and even if it's not necessarily selling a specific product, if you work in agriculture, it's not the worst idea in the world to continue to work to try to get that message out about what you're all about and what the industry is like and the struggles and those things. Because, again, we grew up in Iowa. We know about this stuff because we live here and we see it every day. But there are folks all over the country that have no clue.
Yeah, and so that's where, you know, we're testing graphics versus photos and what's in the photos and things like that. So you can really help determine what's going to get the most traction by doing tests like this. And so she's going to share out those results so we can better utilize the time that's spent on preparing materials for social media and what we're sharing out there.
Very good. Well, it sounds like Laura's got a lot of fun stuff for folks to enjoy. And you mentioned that's coming up on December 1st, and that's a noon Central Time event. How do folks click in on that?
So the best way to get there is to search Iowa Learning Farms, either, you know, within your search preferred search platform, or just simply visit iowalearningfarms.org. You can click on our webinars tab. There's a way to connect via Zoom. It'll just ask for your email information as you log in. And then from there, you can ask questions of our presenters, and you can register for any of the upcoming webinars, including Laura's, but those beyond to finish out the year. We've got a great lineup as well with folks like Kay Stefanik and Adam Janke from here at Iowa State, and Tom Richard even tuning in and joining us from Pennsylvania as a professor from Penn State.
We've learned a lot with this distance learning since the pandemic, haven't we?
Yeah, it's really broadened who and what we can connect with pretty easily. And these are every Wednesday, as you said, noon Central Time. So you can put it on your calendar and plan to join us for lunch.
All right, very good. And that's a free event.
These are all free, absolutely.
Excellent. All right, whether it's that Learning Farms webinar coming up on December 1st, this Wednesday, or if it's the December 15th event at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, they would love to have you as a participant. And I hope to find out more about those. Just go online, Iowa Learning Farms, and you can find out more good information there. Liz Ripley, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it, and best of luck with all the outreach.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be back out there, and we'll hope to be back in the area again soon.